This is Discovery with a K.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to a special episode of Discovery with a K. I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And we're talking about October's favorites.
Hell yeah. Halloween, baby.
Yes, Halloween. We didn't get as many Halloween concerts as I expected, like...
I think I saw a couple too many zombies, to be fair.
Yeah, but, you know, I think I've seen worse this year.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. But this time it was mostly Y2K zombies. That's it.
Yeah.
With, like, flip phones and stuff.
And one vampire, and then that was it for the season.
Yeah, I wish they had more vampires.
Well, let's start off with pop, okay? Because there is a few, like, pop, K-pop every day, and new release, basically.
Yeah.
So let's just start off with it. What was your highlight for the month?
Okay, so there's a couple.
Okay.
But I think we can't talk about our favorites of October without mentioning Twice.
Of course.
And their single, The Feels, because it's such a vibe. I love it so much.
Yes, it got viral and it deserved to be viral.
Girl, you can't escape that song.
I know the choreo on this stage. It's impossible not to listen to that song and not to dance to it, okay?
That song is TikTok famous.
It is, and the little choreo, I know it, we all know it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love it. Like,
it's very much not seasonal.
It is not seasonal, but it is so good.
But I think that might be why it's so, like, attractive, because it's so, like, not what we're expecting, yeah. Really.
Yes, yes, yes. Because once you get to, like, autumn, it's getting a bit cold, and this ballad.
We're getting the ballads. Yes.
So, we know this. We've been doing this for quite a few years now.
Yeah, yeah, we know the drill at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell me, who else?
Who else? Woods. Definitely.
Woods, absolutely.
Top tier here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's doing such a good job.
He keeps it so diverse and fresh.
Exactly. 100%. 100%.
It's like the last time it was with Feel Like, and that was like the rock vibes, you know. Everything was so good. And then this one was a lot softer, but it's still so good.
Yeah. And I also like the concept of this EP, because it was like all different states of love.
Yes.
And so the title track was like this weird, obsessive, like psycho stalker vibe.
Yeah.
You know? And I think he did it so well. Like, that was so dope.
He did. Woods, this year was really good.
100%. Also, one of his B-sides, Chaser.
Yeah.
The pacing of that song is so interesting.
Okay.
It's like pop rock, and it just plays with the rhythm really well, and it's super nice to listen to.
Yeah.
Just thought I would throw that out there. We appreciate the B-sides, you know what I mean?
We do indeed. We do indeed. So who else do you have on your list?
So technically, it's like pop rock, but they're so big that I can't really call them indie anymore. It's N-Flying.
N-Flying. Okay. I liked it.
Their album Turbulence.
Yes.
Was really, really good.
Yeah,
it was
a
repack of their previous like EP-ish.
Yeah, it had like 3 new singles, didn't it? I think it was 3 or 4.
Something like that. Yeah. But so the title track of the previous one, Moonshot, still obsessed with that one.
It's a really good song.
So good. And then their new title track is called Sober, the bridge of that one. It's like, vocals. It's like everything comes together so well. I love it.
Nice.
Yeah. The next one is Bull 4.
Bull 4. Would she be considered pop or like R&B indie? Well, not indie, because she's quite big for to be indie, but wouldn't she be more like R&B? Well, regardless, she released something.
Well, this one was a single album, two new singles.
Single album, yes.
Beautiful ballads.
Yeah.
And she released music videos for both, and they were just so conceptually beautiful. Like, definitely, if you haven't yet, check them out, because it's stunning.
It was very surprising, because her previous release was more, like, jazzy kind of vibe, and I really liked it.
What was it? Lipstick something?
Yeah.
Red Lipstick?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. And it was really, really cool.
Yeah, but I think her vocals fit the, like, her vocals are so amazing that they fit any genre, really.
That is true. That is very true. That is very true.
Yeah. Pop-wise, I also have IU, Strawberry Moon.
Of course.
It's so cotton candy sweet.
Love that song. Also, the music video. Let's talk about the music video. It's so adorable. Cute.
Okay, hear me out. I feel like it's Christmas-themed a little bit before any other Christmas songs are coming out. It's like Christmas pop.
You think so?
Yes, because she's wearing a hat in the music video. And it's too early to wear that kind of hat. You know what I mean?
Fair. Okay. Okay, I can kind of see it. Not a lot, but fair.
It's all in the hats, guys. Pay attention.
I mean, sure. sure. And we also had a Kingdom.
For sure. Yes. Kingdom has been really doing well. I'm very impressed with them.
Same. It's like the budget and the music.
The concept. Refreshing. Hello.
Yes. It's very impressive. Very impressive.
So for those who don't know, Kingdom is a relatively new group. I think they debuted this year.
They debuted this year, yeah.
And their concept is that each of the members represents one of the great kings of the past, right? So they did King Arthur, they have done Chiyu, and now with this comeback here in October, they did Ivan the Terrible, who was Russian. And it's so well done. Like,
everything.
It's amazing.
And the song is good. Mm-hmm. The concept of the music videos mm-hmm. is incredible. Everything is really good. High budget.
The intros are always sick. Always. So listen to that if you want like a grand orchestral feeling. Definitely go check that out.
Yeah, but it's not just with this one. With the previous ones, they did the same. It's like they have this massive, really thrilling kind of intro. It's like
cinematic.
Yes. You're
immediately thrown into this like otherworld historic drama. It's awesome.
It is really good.
10 out of 10. Really good.
Who else do we have?
17, baby!
17, yes. After that comeback, the amount of content I'm getting from 17.
It's super they're all kings.
Okay.
I couldn't resist, sorry.
Okay.
No, Asuka was really, really, really good.
Well, Rock We Do is a really good song.
Beautiful title track.
Yes.
But then, Pang, one of the B-sides, is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's for the performance unit.
Okay.
And it's so bonkers. And okay. I still haven't watched any like performance videos, if they have it, which I need to do. But it's like insane rhythm changes. It should not work, but it does.
Yeah.
And it's just so sick. I love it. It's one of my favorites of the album. If you couldn't tell.
I can absolutely. Okay.
I think one more pop is CN Blue.
Yes.
It's kind of also like pop rockish, but
they're
semantics.
Yes.
You know? They had this like Western theme for their latest EP called Wanted.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. I was so into it. It was so awesome. And their title track is dope. And then one of their B-sides called Nothing is like swing meets rock.
Okay.
And it's super well done. It's just class, really. Love. Love, love, love.
Well, CN Blue is really good. It's like they had the comeback. I think it was earlier this year. Like their very first comeback after a while.
Something.
Yeah, because they're second gen idols anyways. Had like a full comeback and it was a really good album. Mm-hmm. Something like a lot of fans expected, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, let's talk about NCT 127. Because they had
the vampires.
Yes. So hear me out. The first one, a sticker. It was kind of, I'm a fan of NCT. We all know this stage. I am into NCT units, okay? So for me, Sticker was a bit of a shock, okay? Mm-hmm. Track-wise, I was like, it's not that it's different from what I've listened from them.
Yeah.
You know? Like, super different. I love NCT B-sides. They have, like, this R&B, the vocal line is incredible. And with the Sticker, I was not sure. At the end, the title of Sticker, like, grew on me. I was like, this is gonna cool.
But it grew on you also because partly exposure.
Of course.
Because it was all over TikTok as well.
I couldn't escape. But with this repackage, I was like, yes, absolutely yes. Favorite is such a good song. It's got like this very old school vibe, mm-hmm. vampire concept. Mm-hmm. It's like everywhere else on TikTok.
I think they did a very smart move with Favorite. Because
yes,
I think Sticker was so powerful. Out of pocket.
Yeah. It was very powerful. It's like it was even more powerful than Punch, because whenever Punch came out, we were all like, what?
Yeah, I already wasn't a super fan of Punch, so I wasn't a super fan of Sticker either. But this one was like a little bit tempered down.
Yeah.
With like a dash more R&B.
Yeah.
And loved it. It's really good. Yes. And it's like slightly less bonkers. So
yeah, but you know something interesting? Because the video version has this little breakdown that comes out of nowhere and it changes the tempo and the pace of the song. But okay, visually, it's like, I was like, how are they going to work that out in the recorded version? As in, you know, it doesn't include the dance break. So this song, it just like a pop R&B, incredible vocals, you know.
But like, you can have that out of pocket moment for the dance break. Like, that makes sense. But if you have it throughout the song, like three or four times, like post-chorus, pre-chorus, whatever, bridge, like that's just like a tad bit much, no?
Well, at the end, Sticker grew me. I liked it, but favorite, I even bothered.
Is it your favorite?
It is my favorite. It is my favorite because her vocals, hello.
Yeah.
So in the, on the SM line, we have Aespa this month as well. So Aespa, oh my gosh. You know, it's everywhere.
Savage.
We have it. It's very much SM. Everywhere from the first track to the last track. Very much SM. Power vocals. We know SM vocal lines are incredible.
I think SM has been playing with like this weird instrumentation lately. And it, I notice it through like multiple groups.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing. It's I like the title track because of Exposure.
Yeah.
You cannot escape that if you're on K-pop TikTok at all.
Yeah.
But like the first listen, for me, I was like, what is this? They like mashed up four different songs. But then eventually through listening to it more and more and more, I was like, okay, it's a song. And the chorus is super catchy.
The bridge is fantastic.
Yeah, that's fair. Vocals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Aespa, I really liked it. Okay, so it's not like I liked it because the concept in total of this mini album, let the members shine, okay? So you have the vocal line, you have also, they're all kind of vocals. They're all really good.
Yeah.
And, but you didn't have like the rap line and they did a good job also. So I feel like all these songs, even though the instrumentation sometimes was like, a lot and they're layering a lot of that. I feel like they also showed the potential of the members.
Also, the teasers were amazing.
Yeah.
We were all shook with those teasers. Yeah, I remember that. Class.
They did a good job visually. So, again, another SM artist. We have Eunhyuk. He released his first solo single album and it was a kind of a pre-release before this subunit Super Junior DNE that they released just last week or the week before, I don't remember. It was really good. So for me, Eunhyuk, he's part of the rap line in Super Junior. But for this one, I just saw him on a different like light because it was very much soft pop R&B.
Yeah.
Very cute title track. And it's just like a brand new side of Eunhyuk I did not see before.
That's kind of crazy that after how many years in the industry?
Oh, so many years.
That he can still show, like, this new side of himself? That's
impressive. That was basically me. Keep in mind that I actually haven't dived into the full discography of Super Junior because Super Junior is something very, kind of like, it's a hit or miss. You like it, you hate it. You know? So for Super Junior, I know a lot of the title tracks, but to know that I know their full discography, I actually don't know the full discography. Okay, but for this one, from all the songs I've listened from Eunhyuk, I feel this one, he shines. He's like, I love the concept, the music video, the little dance breaks. It's very cute. Okay,
yeah. Nice.
We also have Jeonje. So Jeonje, this was one of my favorite releases of this month. Jeonje from GOT7, his first solo EP, Colors. I love the title track.
Oh, yes.
It's like vibing.
Yeah. He was like all in jeans. Yeah.
It was adorable. It was adorable. This album is like very much, well, CP is very R&B soft pop. Mm-hmm. And it just suits him so well. Okay.
I think we were pretty much expecting that from most of GOT7. No? All the like R&B, hip hop.
Yeah. Actually, yes. But I thought that he would be more pop. But he showed a more soft kind of pop style. Yeah. You know, very soft. You know, I was expecting more like a Bam Bam kind of like this bright pop, you know?
Yeah, that I was kind of shook with that one.
Yeah, but I was expecting that from Jungkook. But then he comes out with like this very soft R&B kind of thing. Loved it. Very, very, very cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lovely concept. Love the colors. It just makes me happy every time I watch the music video. Cute. That's it. Okay. Yeah. We have also Cherry B. So Cherry B, she's pop R&B, okay? And she released like this very cute R&B track featuring B2B's Huta or Iminhyuk.
Uh-huh.
So I love her vocals. She has like this very adorable thing kind of voice. And it's very calming and chill.
Yeah.
And the full feature was very cute. The concert, the video, it was all very... I liked it. It was cute. We have to talk about DKB. Roller Coaster.
Mm-hmm.
DKB has been doing an incredible job since their debut.
They're really, really good.
Last year, literally, I was shook with Sorry Mama and the other ones. But this one, Roller Coaster, all hip-hop, R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I did not expect it. I mean, you have like certain things to expect from rookies, right? Normally, they go for the popular stuff in the market, you know? So this one, I was like, what?
Yeah, DKB's original intention was to be a more hip-hop focused group. So
yeah,
the fact that they're releasing like hip-hop sounds kind of within
the but you concept. Know the last year, all the debuts from last year, we're talking about DKB and the other group.
MCND?
They both had like very heavy hip-hop kind of tracks.
Yeah, I really think it's MCND. Them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had like very hip-hop kind of rooted tracks and they were super cool.
Yeah, dope.
You know, but then they changed to more like poppy. This year they also released kind of a more poppish kind of song.
Yeah.
But this one, I was like, this is really cool. Mm. Okay. Good job, guys. You're keeping it good. We are going with Dong Hanse from Victon. I didn't know where to add him, but he is an idol. He's an idol, okay?
Yeah.
He released his first solo EP, and boy, did an incredible job.
Like, that title track is a club banger.
Absolutely.
So dope.
And also the drag queen there.
100%. Inclusivity. Yes. We love to see it.
Yes. Absolutely. So he went off. The features, amazing. Also, I love that his features are indie hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
Okay, so kind of like an indie side. All of that. Really like that. And they have like Skinny Brown. They have like Kid Wine. But my favorite single must be Public Enemy. I think I mentioned this whenever it came out, that it has this early 2000s pop rock style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much like, it reminded me a lot to like Blink 182. It reminded me, I think I mentioned a Simple Plan, that kind of vibe. Not like fully, but it just gave me that.
Yeah, you know, the early 2000s emo rock.
Yes. I was like, teenage angst, hello. You know, so that is for me with pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to R&B, hip hop, and indie.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you have for indie?
Okay, so with indie, it's a little bit all over the place, right?
Okay.
So Even If, a band, they released their debut album, and it's really, for me, it's a hit.
Okay.
Because it goes through like different genres.
Okay.
Like you have like ambient rock, you have a little bit of city pop, and then you have like soft indie folk instrumentals as well.
Oh, wow.
So I love that whole like trip you take when you listen to the full album. One of the highlights is the city pop single City Lights. Super nice vocals as well. And then Flashback, Flashback is a more like rock song, but it has this like amazing bass line that you can like feel in your gut when you listen to it, and it's so cool. It's so nice. I love it. The next release from October that I really liked was An Da-young's new EP.
Okay.
First of all, love her to bits. Like, she could read like the phone book, and I'd be like, winning, amazing. Her new EP, it's like a mini album with four songs, it's called Burning Letter.
Yeah.
Mostly like ambient rock and very like lyrical storytelling.
Yes.
It's a whole listening experience.
Okay.
But the last track, I didn't write down the title, but the last track is one of my favorites. Because it's just, it has that je ne sais quoi.
Okay, know? Okay.
And the next one is Chai's new single.
Yeah.
So Chai left Antenna Records and is now independent.
Okay.
And this Wandering is her second single that she released. It's soft indie R&B.
Oh, nice.
And Chai's vocals are still super nice. And it's the song is so wholesome. And I think from what I was, if I remember it correctly from her Instagram story, she mentioned something that she was thinking of the hook in the car.
Yeah.
And then she like wrote most of the song in like a day or something.
Oh, wow.
So that's always super fun to hear. Yeah, and I'm just really proud of her, honestly. I feel like I've been through her musical career for like a couple of years now.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, to see that she's like thriving now independently, I'm like, aww.
You, She's really good. And it's probably seen the, because whenever we actually check the music, sometimes they're like new. And it's really nice to see them grow that much.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. It's the whole thing.
It's like seeing it from the outside. It's a complete new perspective.
I'm just like cheering her on in the back.
I'm streaming your songs, girl.
Exactly.
Okay.
Next is Or End with the song Hear Me. It's another debut. It's a ballad, just one single. The vocals are super soft. And it starts off with like this ambience, like rain and thunderstorm.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, I'm such a sucker for that.
Yeah, we do love that. We do love
it's like, just hearing the like clap of the thunder and then like a little bit of the rain, you're already in that like sad mood, you know?
Oh, yes.
So it's like,
just to make you sadder, you know.
Immediately like, you're with the singer in what she's feeling, what she's talking about, and you're like, I get it.
Yes.
I'm there.
Yeah. I had a good day, but I feel you.
Oh, 100%. Now I'm depressed.
Fair, fair.
Then the next one is also a single. The single is called Dandelion by The Blowers featuring Eunji Park.
Yeah.
Lovely, soft indie rock. And Eunji Park has, like, this really warm, slightly husky vocals.
Ooh, okay.
And it creates, like, this lovely depth. Like, it's really cool. And this is only, like, their second release. So,
oh, wow.
Honestly, this month, the debuts were kind of intense. Like, they were amazing.
Quality. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The last one I wanted to share, like, I love it so much, I'm putting it on the shortlist of the K-Neal Awards for the indie section.
Keep an eye for it because they're coming out next month.
It's going to be hard.
It's a lengthy work, isn't it? Yeah.
Intense.
It's very intense because we actually, the ones that are nominated are the ones we feel like good releases.
We're absolutely in love with.
Yes.
Which and then usually is a lot, so.
They're,
it's like choosing your favorite child.
Basically. And we have a lot.
Like we have many different children.
In different genres.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay.
So the album is by Nerd Connection, which is like this like rock group from like 2018. And the album is called New Century Masterpiece Cinema.
Okay.
It's quite a mouthful. But it's such a solid rock album. There's like no skips.
Okay.
Like, each song has their, like, own unique vibe or, like, story that you're, like, fully into it. And I just, I've been listening to it on repeat for a couple of days now, so.
Okay. It's been lovely. Lovely. We should talk, actually, about Giddy Boy.
Yes. We still need to talk about R&B hip-hop, no?
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is just indie, right?
Yes, this is purely indie. Okay. And now we're going to R&B hip-hop.
Let's go to R&B hip-hop because it was busy this month with R&B and hip-hop.
Yeah.
So let's just start with Chancellor. Mm-hmm. Chancellor, he's an incredible producer, but this year I love him. That's it. He first released Behind You months ago. Such a good song. Mm-hmm. I'm still obsessed. Mm-hmm. It's got like this little instrumental bit of it, and it's so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So he released his first self-titled album, Chancellor. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he took his time and he delivered. Just saying.
There's some amazing features on that.
That album, too. Right? But this album is a solid non-skip from start to end. It is incredible. My favorites should be it's Be Mine with Palo Alto. Mm-hmm. That song is so good. And Broken Wings.
Is that
Wings,
the disco one?
No, that's a title track.
Yes.
But out of this album, I loved Be Mine.
Okay.
Featuring Palo Alto and Broken Wings because Sad Times.
Look, we love a good sad time.
Yes, absolutely.
Where's the thunderstorm?
I need the rain. Now we go to Sugum. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sugum are like R&B hip hop, I'll say.
Yeah.
And this EP, it's crazy. It's like a mix of like everything, very alternative, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
She's really dope.
Yeah.
She's really dope.
And this EP was like diverse. And it goes from soft to very alternative, sort of like Sifika-ish.
Oh, wow.
Very impressive. And love this EP. Do I Have Your Love is my favorite song. Very chill. Alternative as well. Mm-hmm. It's not... The thing about it is that she doesn't follow a pattern.
Yeah.
Her music, it's
so... Yeah, her music has been all over the place.
And I love that because the thing 100%. Is that she pulls it off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yes, like, yes.
It's all over the place, but she still has this, like, essence, and her, like, singing style is very specific.
She has, like, this sound in her voice that it makes it her, you know?
Yeah.
We have Samuel So. Okay.
Love
Vulture
him.
Featuring DeAndre. It's, like, jazzy R&B.
Look, Samuel So could kill my firstborn, and I'd still be streaming his music. Like, you know what I mean? Unity 1 and Unity 2 are some of the best albums in the, like, Korean entertainment sector. Like, it's just so dope.
She loves Summer Slash, you may have noticed.
I think we also have a...
What?
Discovery with a K about him? No?
Probably, but...
About the avocado.
Oh, the avocado.
Yes. Go listen to the episode.
Yes. Go ahead. Season 1, people, and the avocado. You know that. So Someone Saw was a single, lovely song, jazzy. The back vocals were awesome, okay? R&B, we have Tuyet, French name, murdering the name here. New release, Avenue, R&B, hip-hop, lo-fi, all together.
Nice.
It's, people go and listen to that because it's such a good song. Mm. It's really, really good.
We'll link all the albums below.
We will.
Because we're so kind like that, you know.
Yeah. last on the R&B side, we have Hoodie. And Hoodie was such a lovely...
Hoodie is a goodie.
Yes. But from that EP, I feel like the pre-release, When the Rain Stops, just hits differently for me.
Yeah.
It's such a soft listen. It's so beautiful. Visually, it's like art. That music video is stunning. So, love that album. It's very soft. But for me, when the Rain Stops, my favorite song.
Is that the one with Weinstein?
No. That's the feature. That's the title track for this. Yeah. For out of the... I think it's 4 or 5 tracks in that EP. And that one, love. So good. Let's go to... You have R&B as well, correct?
No, just hip-hop.
Let's go to hip-hop then, because we have Legends. Epic High released Face ID, and that song was bonkers.
Crazy.
Okay.
First of all, that music video was also crazy.
Amazing.
Intense. But it's like going back to their roots.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Because I was very much, Epic High, with the last couple of releases, they've been more like hip-hop, but on the softer side. But this time, they were like were going in.
Mm-hmm.
Loved. I mean, you had like CK, Giddy Boy, Justice. Yes.
Like, what more can you want? What more do you need?
That was insane. It was so good. Mm. So good.
Also, like, the amount of, like, self-confidence and, like, power in their rapping, in their lyrics, it's like...
It's incredible. Nice. Yes. Yeah. It's like, you know that they are the legends they are.
Yeah, and they know that they are the legends that they are.
Yeah.
It's a very complicated sentence. But, you know, you get me.
They're so good. They're so good. And uh-huh. I became a fan of Epic High whenever they were in, like, YG, I believe. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I went back to, like, old music and everything. But this is so old, go off Epic High, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have Eun Ji as well.
Mm-hmm.
She released the single Day and Night. And
Jay Park.
Yes. Accomplished. Banger, okay. Love her to bits. Also, with this song, she didn't do the normal hip-hop style.
Uh-huh.
So this one was more R&B, a little synth thrown in there. Mm. And I was, okay, yes, nice. Girl, absolutely. Yes, nice. Yes. And we also have Blue. He released an EP or album. I think it was an album, actually. He gives it a stylish and fun. We know it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's doing, and he's doing it well. Mm-hmm. Okay, every single, it's like super cool. Loved it. But Girl in New York, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, when I think of Blue, I find it very hard to top Downtown Baby.
I can, yeah.
Because that was like one of his first singles that I knew yes. him by. And yes. I'm like, that song is still such a vibe.
For me, I tend to like more depressive stuff, like sad stuff. No, that's true.
I know, but this hook is so catchy.
Yeah, but he released this the single album a couple of months ago, I believe. And it was raw and just so good.
Mm.
But this one, he kind of like went a bit more fancy and, you know... It was nice to listen to.
Okay, like you can grab a glass of wine.
Yeah, so for that, pick up the phone and the day we first met, awesome listens.
Yeah. Just
listen to that.
Okay.
They're really good. So what do you have? Tell me.
Jessie.
We can't. That was the song of the month. I have to say that.
I love that song so much.
That song is so good.
It's so catchy and it just earworm. It does not leave your brain. As soon as I think of it, I'm like,
It's just everything surrounded. Because that song for me, okay, keep in mind, I did watch Street Woman Fighter. I watched the full thing.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Follow every single one of them.
My TikTok was going crazy about it. So
yes.
I didn't watch the full thing. I just saw the last couple of episodes with Kathleen.
Yeah. Obsessed. And that song now... Whenever it was with it, I was like, this is such a bop. Awesome.
100%.
But it's like awesomeness and girl power. Yes, Jessie.
So much girl power.
Yes.
We love women. Okay. Love. We love women. We love female friendship. Like, it's
such a powerful song.
Yes.
And for me, that was my song of the month. No, but for real.
No, I get you.
Since it was released, that is being on repeat on my playlist. I added it to my hip-hop playlist, to my workout playlist. It is on my on repeat playlist. I was like, I cannot escape from Cold Bloods. Uh-huh. Okay?
Yeah.
So, good job.
I'm a fan. I love it.
100%. So, who else do we have?
The last one I have is Giri Boy.
Avanti.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Giri Boy.
His albums are always such a treat.
Yes. But the thing is that he basically ventures himself into different things because it's not always the same. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, of course not. No.
I loved it.
Very much so. That song with Sori.
Yes.
We're back with the emotional stuff here.
We like sad stuff.
That song goes deep and hard and it's gut-wrenching and it's just sad.
It's sad. I do really like, well, you know this. Probably you do too, listeners. I love rappers that go like raw and personal. That's just my style.
Yeah.
Oh, keep in mind that I got into hip-hop in general because of like Eminem. Okay. Years ago.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
You know, so yeah. Early Eminem was very raw and stuff. So I got into that kind of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Since then, I've been exploring hip-hop from, like, Germany, Korean, you name it.
A German hip-hop goes hard.
I know. Tell me about it. Yeah. I love it. But that feature with Sorry, that song hits different. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And that also, that EP is a solid. It's an EP or an album, don't remember. I think it's an EP.
I think it was like 8 songs.
So it was a full album.
Well, depending on how long they are.
Well,
either way,
EP album, the release. That release
was Avanti,
awesome, non-skip. Go and listen to Gary Boy because it was such a good.
The distorted piano.
Oh, yeah.
In that song with Suri is just... It adds like, so much.
It's like absorbs you. That song gets you. Like, it's for hard to describe, but it's a full experience when you listen to that song. Loved it. Also, they released a little clip. I think it was like the live clip, I believe. Well, Visualizer.
Something like that, yeah.
Really good. So,
also, I've been following Suri for a bit now, and I'm very happy that she's going places.
Yes.
Like,
girl is, and she's such a good singer.
Oh my god, she's amazing. Love her.
So, and girl is getting amazing features because
she was together with TXT.
Now Giddy Boy, girl. Yes, absolutely. She deserves it because she's incredible.
Yes, exactly.
Now we want an album. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
So that was it for our October favorites.
That was quite a lengthy list.
Well, if you keep in mind that weekly it's about 10 to 15 releases, this is not that bad.
Yeah. That's not counting the indie releases.
Or the full length of the hip-hop and the R&B ones. So people, this is short.
Like, we're working on this stuff for like a couple of hours a day, so...
Yeah. If you want the full list of releases, just go ahead to the KML. We have the weekly indie report, we have the weekly R&B and hip-hop report for full releases, and our usual K-pop reviews.
Yep.
So that was it for this very special episode. Mm-hmm. And see you next time.
See you next month.
See you next month. Yeah, right. And remember, go to the KML and follow me on our socials. And now we have TikTok. So check it out for like really cool recommendations. Also very indie as well.
Yeah, I apologize. I've been kind of stuck in the
indie zone. People needs to get more.
They popular. Need a platform. Yes. Okay.
Yes. And we're doing it.
And we're a tiny platform, but we're still a platform.
Well, we'll see you next time, guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.